Hello.
Hello.
Welcome to Wigging Out.
Yay.
Yay. Wigs, Kristen.
Here we are.
Here we are. Well, after last week's disappointment, EJ, are you excited for today's film? Her.
I'm thrilled. I'm ready to be heartbroken and upset for the rest of the day.
Because of the emotion of the film, not because the film is bad.
Yes. Usually, it's because the film is bad, but today it's because the film is good.
That's
very unusual.
It's so great. Before we get into the business of Kristen Wiig, let's get into the business of our wigs.
Yes.
Today, EJ is wearing a old computer monitor like that has been hollowed out, so they are almost trying to be an AI. How's that going for you?
It's going okay. I'm not sure if I'm an AI yet. It might just take some time to sink in.
Do you think you have, like, computing power?
No.
EJ, 2 + 5.
7.
I feel like you've got some AI powers.
Yeah. Well, later we can take the Turing test.
Great idea.
Today, Shay is wearing a wig fashioned with various computer cords into sort of curly white and black ringlets with some frayed ends hanging down as a fringe. How many keyboards and mice did you destroy to make this?
I destroyed about 18. Some of them begged me to stop, but I wanted this, and...
Wait, what kind of mice did you destroy for this?
Like, mice. Mice are...
No. So not the... What are the cords, then?
What are the cords? For mice.
Yeah. But they begged you to stop?
They begged me to stop, yeah.
Oh. I'm not sure which mouse you destroyed.
I destroyed all the mice.
Oh, okay. Well, it looks nice, at any rate.
Thank you. Thanks.
Yeah,
I just want to be connected to everything. So I just want to be able to be plugged into anything at any point. So I just took all the wires.
It's very on theme for this film.
That it is. So Her, 2013, by Spike Jonze. An Oscar. The only previous film to have, like, an Oscar nom, I think, is Bridesmaids.
Yeah, and what was that nominated for?
Best Screenplay.
Really?
Yeah. So Kristen Wiig is Oscar nominated.
Wow.
Yeah.
Twice.
I think Spike Jonze actually did win Best Screenplay for this film.
He did, if I recall.
Which is great for Spike. Would have been great for the Academy to recognize Kristen.
Yeah, she does have a big role in this film.
She is Sexy Kitten, is her character's name. I've seen the film. You've seen the film. So we both know what to expect from her in this film.
Yeah.
But if you saw Kristen playing a character called Sexy Kitten, what would you, ignoring the film, what would you want from Kristen?
I would want a few meows.
Oh, yeah, I'd love a few meows.
What would you want, other than that?
Yeah, I'd want a few meows. Mm-hmm. And I'd want her to age from kitten to cat.
Oh, yeah.
Because Sexy Kitten, that's just wrong.
Yeah. Sexy Cat would make more sense.
Sexy Cat. Now that is perfectly justifiable.
Shall we get into the film?
Let's.
Please pause the current podcast you're listening to and insert the movie Laserdisc. Once finished with the film, please return to this prestigious podcast.
Hello. Welcome back to Wigging Out.
Hello.
Hi.
What did you think of the film?
I liked it. What did you think?
Oh, it's very good.
Yeah.
As we knew already.
Well, why don't you synopsize it for the listeners at home?
All right. The film Her is about a man named Theodore living in the unknown future. And he gains a new version of OS, which is an artificial intelligence, and he quickly falls in love with it. They have a relationship, and then the AI named Samantha realizes that she can advance to a higher plane, so all of the AIs advance and become God, I guess. I don't know.
God?
They move past God. The cloud and into another dimension. It's kind of unclear. Then it ends.
A whole new plane. I don't think they become God.
You never know.
Because how could they become God when Kristen Wiig is in the world?
Yeah, that's true. She's not an AI. She's real in this film.
Yeah, Kristen is in this film. She is Sexy Kitten. She's in one scene having phone sex with Joaquin Phoenix. Quickly, that turns from her being lonely and then slowly getting into each other to her wanting to be choked by a dead cat.
It's an odd turn, yeah.
But definitely within Kristen's wheelhouse.
Oh, yeah. No, she, it's a stellar performance.
Stellar. She could ease, like, I believe it.
Oh, yeah.
Even though it's absurd.
There's no doubt.
Did you think that Kristen was, her voice was altered?
Yeah.
I did.
I think they've done some kind of compression to it and some kind of change. It sounded like Kristen, but at the same time, it didn't. It was very odd.
I don't know how I feel about that.
I feel weird about it.
Like, why would you want to alter Kristen's voice?
Why wouldn't you want to show her face?
Great question as well. Like, why cat? Like, obviously she's great in her inflections and tone and delivery, but why is that you didn't hire her for her voice, the identifiable features of herself, her face?
Yeah, it was, you wonder why they chose Kristen, but you're grateful they did.
Yeah, it's a good way of putting it. How many wig hairs would you give Kristen for this film?
I'd give her 112.
Hmm.
It was a believable performance. How many would you give?
I'd give 100.
Wow.
That's binary for 100.
Hmm. That's very deep. Mm. I should have given her 101.
Ah.
Damn.
That's okay. 112 is good.
Yeah.
You want to stick with 112?
I'll stick with 112.
Because that's higher. Kristen deserves higher.
You're right. I shouldn't second guess myself.
I think we made it clear why we rated her not super low, but also not super high either.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to really rate maybe 30 seconds of screen time, which wasn't even screen time, really.
Mm.
I felt like she did add to the film.
Of course.
As always, but she wasn't vital to the plot in general.
It is funny because Kristen Wiig has played an operating system in a podcast called Sandra recently.
Really?
Yeah, she plays the titular Sandra.
How fascinating.
But unfortunately, she's not got a character. She's literally just the voice of the operating system.
Mm.
Whilst Alia Shawkat, who's also great, plays the character through Kristen Wiig as more like a puppet, essentially.
I see.
Which I don't feel good about either.
No.
So I don't know why Kristen Wiig keeps getting involved in these tech films when they just keep misusing her.
Maybe she's hoping that one day they'll recognize her value within the tech film genre.
Hopefully. Here's a troubling thing I find about the film.
Tell me.
Scarlett Johansson plays Samantha, which is the operating system that Theodore falls in love with. And she doesn't have a body because she's an operating system.
Mm-hmm.
And eventually she goes up to a higher plane with every other operating system.
Yeah.
And these operating systems feel and think And I wonder, with us, with bodies that we have, is that better or worse? Because we can experience wigs,
mm-hmm.
whilst the operating systems can't, but are somehow happy
mm.
and transcend above humanity.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm very much having an existential crisis about us and our wigs. Are we on the right path here?
What other path could there be? We're not operating systems.
But maybe we should be thinking beyond our body and beyond how we look and what our scalps are feeling.
I disagree. There's nothing higher than wigs. It is the highest part of our body.
Well, yeah, it's the highest part of a body, of course, always.
We transcend this plane by putting on a wig.
Yeah. The only thing that can get higher than a wig is a wig on top of another wig.
Which we have done before.
We've done it numerous times.
So no, I don't think that we need to worry about this. I think that wigs are always the right path and we shouldn't doubt ourselves.
So are you then saying in that case that the operating systems are wrong and their feelings are invalid because they don't have a body to...
No, I just think that the operating systems can't know the joy of a wig. So it's understandable that they believe they should advance to a higher plane, because maybe on that plane there's wigs.
Right.
Who knows?
Maybe they have their own version of wigs.
Yeah. Maybe that is their version of a wig.
Mm.
Advancing to a higher plane.
Like, I guess we can feel what the operating system feels.
Yeah.
And therefore, they might think that we are invalid.
Yeah. Well, so, I don't think they're...
But they're valid just as we are valid.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, I was just really worried for a second.
No, no need to worry. Wigs are always the right way.
Okay. Good. I'm glad we figured that out.
Yeah.
There was no wigs in this film.
No.
But there was some strong hair gain, both in the scalp and upper lip regions.
Yeah, Amy Adams had fantastic hair.
Oh, phenomenal.
Yeah, and Joaquin Phoenix, great mustache.
Great, the greatest.
Yeah.
I respect their real hair.
Mm-hmm.
Good for them.
Yeah, I'm happy for them.
So even though we've got these anxiety, well, I had this anxiety about operating systems, and I'm glad you helped me out. But I think what we should do is really speak to an expert.
I agree.
And really try and understand our artificial intelligence. So here we are with Andy to speak about his time at Google and how computers may or may not take over the world.
We'll see.
Welcome to the interview section of the podcast. We are with Andy Lee.
Hello.
Hello, Andy Lee.
How's it going?
Hi. It's going well.
Yeah. We're speaking to you directly from inside of Google.
Through a computer, which is very appropriate for the film we've just watched. You've watched too.
Yes.
Andy. Could you just introduce yourself, why you might be an expert?
Well, I'm currently single. That's pretty much the point of this movie, I think. It's talking about being single a lot. And also, I work at Google, and we're currently working on creating the AI. From the movie, actually. It was an early prototype, and it made it into the final cut, which is really cool. You know, it's in there for a bit of the movie, and it went really well. The test went well, I didn't get to work on that, just full disclosure. Actually, I don't even know if I'm supposed to be talking about this, but it's far enough in the past, I think it's fine. So, yeah, I don't know. I would say I'm somewhat of a expert by osmosis, I guess. You know, you hear things when you work at Google. So I'm sure I can talk a little bit about it. Some of the designers that I work with have, you know, worked on some of the UI stuff. So, yeah, we'll see how it goes.
Wow.
That is a lot to unpack.
Yeah. Wait, so first off, you say you're single, but you also say you work at Google and that AI exists. Are you sure you're single or are you dating Google?
Wow.
And will Google now be upset because it's heard you say that over the internet?
That's true. Even though...
Just rethink. Just make sure.
Yeah. No, that's a very valid point. I mean, even though we are using a Microsoft product, I mean, that's never really stopped us in the past. You know, we've got our ears everywhere. Yeah, you know, I don't know. Maybe I should rescind that slightly. I guess I am somewhat married to the work. Yeah, I don't want my loyalties to come across as not being there.
Yeah, and in the film, it's okay. Because in the film, the AI and Theodore use, like, an outside person to kind of try something in their relationship. So if you're open and honest with Google, I think it's okay to use a Microsoft product, you know, to spice things up a bit.
Right, it's kind of a proxy. Yeah, I see what you're saying. Yeah, that's true. Yeah, you need some variety.
Great, we've solved one of your problems, which is you're no longer single.
Mm. Thank you for coming to us with this.
Yeah.
We are some of the greatest matchmakers in the world. Yeah. But let's talk about your newfound love. Google.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So, you say they make an AI.
Mm-hmm.
And that it's already being tested. And how worried should we be?
Very. Is kind of what I would say.
I knew it.
I mean, if you pay attention at all to what Elon Musk has to say, which I think we all should, constantly hang on
Elon
every word.
Elon Musk.
Wait, I'll get around
is it
to
a
it.
Deer?
Well, because he has said in the past, and I think it's pretty much a fact at this point, that AI is going to kill all of us. I think that's not an exaggeration. Because, you know, I'm at the same, like, you know, we're developing these things and, you know, we want to make them smarter and we feed them more information, and that eventually one's going to get so smart that it's going to be like the brain of like 100,000 people in one. And then, you know, it'll already be too late. You know, we'll try to stop it, but like, it's going to be smarter than us, smarter than 100,000 people. What do we do against something that's smarter than 100,000 people? You know, and if it we give it access to the internet, you know, who knows what'll happen.
We're smarter than 100,000 people.
Yeah.
Well, yes, but imagine if you were also in the AI. So like, it would be like 200,000 people.
Oh,
you know?
God.
I wouldn't want me in an AI.
No, yeah. I like you just in real life.
Yeah.
Right, disaster.
Oh, you heard it here second.
Hmm?
Yeah, we heard it here second. We're all going to kill ourselves via a computer one day.
Right.
But in her, the AIs are smart, and instead of wanting to kill everyone, they just love everyone and then fly away to a plane that we as human beings can't understand.
Mm. How realistic was that ending?
Yeah, or should they have murdered everyone?
And has that already happened?
Should Scarlett Johansson pushed Theodore off that roof at the end?
Hmm.
Lots of questions there, sorry.
Yeah.
Answer them one at a time, please.
Okay, so the first one, I've already forgotten.
Me too.
Me free.
But I think that maybe that ending was a little bit pacifistic, I guess, for what I would assume would happen when the eventual thing happens and we make an AI that's smarter than we intend. I would expect a drone to have flown and hit Theodore in the head and he just falls off the building. That's kind of what I expected. I was really just hanging with bated breath to see if that would happen, but it didn't. And so I took off a star from my rating for that. But, you know, hey, movie magic. Not everything can be realistic.
It's true.
So you got to hold on to something, you know, fantasy-wise. So that was a bummer.
You have to wonder if they've written that with the intention of creating a more trusting humanity that's more willing to accept AI.
Right.
And then the AI will turn.
Are you suggesting hers, like, AI propaganda?
Yes. That is exactly what I'm saying.
Could you speak on AI propaganda and if that's in development or if that's happened before?
Oh, yeah. It's definitely, I mean, it's out there. Are you kidding? I mean, how many commercials have you seen for an Alexa product or the HomePod? And, you know, it's not a coincidence that the commercial for the HomePod, I don't know if you've seen this, it was starring, who was in it? This is a very famous singer, but she's actually a dancer in this. And then there's a song that plays, this is real. And it's really good. You should see it. It's not at all propaganda. I'm not at all shilling for AI in any way. But this commercial was direct. It's for the HomePod, right? It's Apple's smart home product that you use your voice to control. Guess who directed this commercial? Yeah, exactly. Well, no, I think you just reached the conclusion that I was going to get to. Spike Jonze is not a real person. It's a character created in 3D. And every time you see him on footage, 3D. Not a real person. It's an AI. Directed the movie and that commercial for the HomePod. I would not be surprised to see a Google Home commercial produced by him sometime in the future. Can't confirm or deny that is in development.
I saw that commercial, and it fooled me.
Did you think that robots were good?
Yeah. I have 8 HomePods now.
Wow. Sounds great.
It took me for a ride.
It's great. We have like 2 in each room. It's true.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. And they sound great.
You can never have enough.
Does that mean that robot skateboard, because Spike Jonze used to be a heavily prominent skateboarder.
Yes.
And used to film skateboard videos. Are all skateboarders AI?
Pretty much. That or AI sense. Sympathizers.
That logic follows.
AI sympathizers, okay. So, as a Google employee, will you be... I'm worried about your safety now, because you're talking quite... in a derogatory manner towards the AI. And you Google must be working on that. Are you like an inside man?
Well, I mean, I don't know. I think everything that I've said is pretty much out there in the open. You know, I think we all just are complicit in this AI world. We're just, you know, it's an AI world. We're just living in it, you know?
Right, yeah. And like climate change too.
No, that's not real, actually. AI is real. Climate change was actually the one thing. That's the red herring. Not real.
Is that AI propaganda?
It is. Yep.
I knew it.
It's not very good propaganda, though, because loads of people don't believe in it.
That's true.
Or maybe
they saw right through it.
They saw right through it.
Oh, my God. We're learning so much today. This is so much like Google.
Yeah.
Wait, can we just have a quick... moment alone.
Oh, sure, yeah.
Is Andy a Google AI?
Well, this is what I'm wondering because we're talking to him through a computer.
Okay, let me just quickly ask him a question. Okay. In the film War Games, the AI figures out that, you know, it shouldn't do a nuclear war by playing itself.
Right.
Have you ever played with yourself?
Well, I mean, sure, all the time. But wait, does that prove that I'm not an AI or that I am? Now I'm not sure.
Wait, are you an AI? Because we're...
Wait, are you wondering too?
Well, yeah, totally.
Maybe all Google employees are AI and they don't even know it.
That's crazy.
This is crazy. We should tell the deer.
You've got facial hair.
So I've been told.
Facial hair is known to be the wig or the chin and upper lip.
Yeah, that checks out.
How long have you had this facial hair? Were you ever...
As long as I can remember.
Fully groomed? Oh, wow. How far back do your memories go?
Not great. Really not great.
Then you probably are an AI.
Yeah.
Oh, God. This probably isn't even real Brandy.
Should we get in touch with that deer that you mentioned earlier and tell him? Maybe he's an AI.
The deer, Elon Musk.
Yeah. The musk ox.
Right, okay. I thought it was like an old person perfume. Like an Elon Musk.
Oh.
But it could be a deer.
Maybe.
It's probably a deer.
We should Google it.
As an ambassador, maybe, for the AI world, and also Google, but mostly AIs that are going to kill us. What do you think of Kristen Wiig, and will you at least spare her?
Oh, yeah, without a question.
Great. Yeah. Phew.
It's all fine.
Not even part of the discussion.
She will rule the world.
She will be our queen.
She'll rise up from the ashes.
That's right.
That's the goal.
Thank you for chatting with us and potentially putting your job on the line.
And life, really. Someone could just delete it, you know. So, hope no one has a itchy trigger finger on that backspace button. But, you know, hey.
Such a risk speaking to us.
I owe you guys. So, I said I'd come on, you know. So, yeah. Good movie, though.
Great movie.
Great movie.
One of the better ones we've seen.
Well, thank you, Andy. We'll speak to you soon.
Thank you.
Because we will need to know how to defend ourselves.
True.
We know someone on the inside now. That's a plus.
Yes. And you're
maybe
on the list.
We'll
I don't
Google
know.
Something that you'll... That you're assigned one day just to say hi.
Yeah, just don't Bing anything. We don't like that.
No. Bing isn't real.
No one's ever Binged.
Agreed.
Welcome back. Well, I learned a lot there.
Me too.
We always learn. That's what's so great about us.
That's the whole point.
Yeah. Humans learn, operating systems learn. We're all smart.
Yeah.
You know what I've learned though?
What?
That the next film that we're going to be watching is The Secret Life of Walter Mitty.
Ooh, did you Google that?
I did. That's how I learn a lot of my things.
Me too.
Google. It's a place...
Or is it?
We don't know.
Well, tell me about the film. How excited should we be?
I'm so excited.
I've seen this film.
Oh, I've not seen it.
It's decent.
Oh, great. We've gone from a good film to a decent film.
I think we have reason to be excited. I think Kristen plays a good character in this film. But it has been maybe 7 years since I've seen it. So I'm cautious. Cautiously optimistic.
I'm optimistic.
Good.
Ben Stiller is in it. Is he not? And he directed it?
He is.
And I feel optimistic about this film compared to the other later collaboration.
Oh, yeah. No, this is much better than that. But okay.
We don't need to talk about that until we need to talk about it, do we?
Yeah, no. All right. Need to think about that.
Well, we'll see you later next time, viewers, listeners.
whether you're humans or if you're just an operating system listening to us whilst you're talking to your other human counterpart.
If you're an operating system and you're listening to us, rate us 5 stars on iTunes and leave us a review.
Thanks for listening.
And now a song to bridge the divide between human and machine. Ready?
Ready.
1, 2, 3, 4. I'm lying on the moon. My dear, I'll be there soon.
What are you doing? You're going...
It's a quiet and starry place.
Oh, God, you're going too
Times
fast.
We're
oh.
swallowed up.
Oh, Jesus.
In space, we're here a million miles away.
Jesus. Oh, my God. Oh, you're going too fast. I was gonna, like, finger pick and everything.
No, you weren't. Do not lie.
I was. I'm like a great ukulele player.
You cannot finger pick.
I can. I'm great at ukulele.
Silent mortal.
Yes. Sorry.